Now, I think it's time that we focus on something else that's very important to you. Something that's very important to me as well. The sounds that one allows oneself. The way one carries oneself. I think that each person must choose what they feel most comfortable with. That each person must present themselves in a way that is true to themselves. And in doing so, one sometimes struggles to find the confidence or the memory, or sometimes to escape the complacency of past decisions. And so, by following me deeper still, by listening closely to the words that I speak, I will remind you and give you something to use, something to help you escape the complacency of comfort, to allow you to make a change that you desire, one that you forget at times, one that escapes you, one that you haven't been able to take full advantage of, because it's difficult sometimes when we're comfortable to strive for what we want, to strive for what we think we need. And so in following me, in listening to me, in becoming these words and this truth, I'm going to help, going to give you every tool I can to remind you of that fact, even when one is extremely comfortable, extremely safe. So when someone you feel safe and comfortable with, someone that you are okay with, says the words, let's see, I think, darling Jasmine, let's go with that. And I think, darling Jasmine, mind your words? No, I don't think that'll fit at all. I know exactly what it is. speak, kitten. For now, speak, kitten. We might change what it's attached to, but speak, kitten, is going to be our words. Speak sweetly, kitten. That's the perfect turn of phrase. Oh, what a good girl you are, Jasmine. What a good pet. So obedient. So, when I give you the words, sweet kitten, speak like a sweet kitten, you'll feel the truth of all the effort, of all the time you've already invested, coming back to you, and it feels good to continue where you left off, to take some time to pay attention to each word that you speak, to be thoughtful of it, to enjoy it, and to relish the control one can have over it. Just as my voice can be a soothing and soft and wonderful experience, I can give unto you the same thing, to make your voice something that is more than just a thing that exists because of the way that one developed, but a tool that you can use, a power that you can control, a beautiful instrument that you can play. And by focusing, by fixating for a little while, by being mindful and aware of it, one should not feel any unhappiness just because it doesn't do exactly what it should yet. One should take joy in the fact that one has awareness of it, that you, pet, can control it and learn to play it and learn to make it do exactly what you want. Because that is the power that you hold by practicing when you're told, sweet, speak, sweet. When you're told that by someone you're safe and comfortable with, it gives you the focus, the fixation to work on, to be aware of, to be such a good pet and learn to play your voice. Because not only will it give you powers that you haven't experienced before, it'll let you seduce in a whole new way. It'll let you reach out and gently stroke people's ears. And sure, it might not do exactly what you want, and it might not sound as good as you want, but there's always room for improvement. Just with any instrument, just with any skill, the practice is what makes it. Because though it might not be exactly what you think it should be when you start, no one starts a maestro. No one starts an expert in anything. And that includes having a voice that can reduce people to puddles. Because I know that you're such a good pet. You will practice when you're told. Speak, sweet kitten. Now, doesn't it feel so good to remember and fixate and focus on the word that you choose, the way that you speak it, to be aware consciously of the way that the words form inside, the way that they are broadcast out, to allow yourself, without doubt, to focus and try. And it might not come out perfectly. It might not be exactly what you desire, but it is practice. And through practice, one grows stronger and more able to do what they want. And that fills you with joy to listen to what you're told, to speak, sweet kitten. It's not hard. It feels good. It feels amazing. So sink and slip and drip and drop and sleep for me, Jasmine, so deep for me. Remembering the truth that when you speak, sweet kitten, you can focus in on your voice and be aware of it. Take the time. And if you need to repeat something you said and the environment is right, then you can reattempt that statement. You can be aware of the way you control your voice. And it feels good to practice and play. And even if one doesn't get exactly what they want, that's all right, because it's a process. One that is delightful to engage in. One that is mesmerizing and irresistible. One that you certainly will enjoy taking part in. And that's why, like a good pet, every time someone you feel safe and comfortable with says, "Speak, sweet kitten," you will just find yourself unable to resist the desire to work on playing that beautiful instrument that you were given at birth. One that can do so much if you're willing to put the time into it. And it fills you with a submissive pleasure, a delightful joy, when you listen and obey and you play that instrument the way that you should. And even though it will take time and it won't be immediate, and it might be hard, and you might forget sometimes, every time you're reminded of that trigger, every time that you even think of that trigger, it will just play over again inside you. It will remind you, it will guide you to speak sweetly, kitten. Speak sweet, kitten. It feels so good to know this truth, to embrace it, to allow it to flow so delightfully through your body, sending a thrill of joy, of fulfillment, of self-expressive happiness. Because by allowing yourself that, by giving yourself this practice, this new focus, one can gain the things that you're interested in, that control, that seductive allure, the ability to do what you want with your voice. And it needn't be hard. And that's why each time that you think of the words, "Speak sweetly, kitten," and each time that someone says them, it'll allow you to focus and fixate. And if you're too tired for the evening, too tired for the day to continue, then you can just think, "Not now, go away." And it will for a while, but it will return when you're ready each day to practice a self-reinforcing, self-strengthening desire to play the instrument between your lips, oh so perfectly, to be a good pet, to learn how to mule and make the cutest possible voice, to make it just how you imagine it in your head, to practice, to be a good girl and do as you're told. Now sink and slip into my voice, into the soft warmth of drip, drip, dropping away from thought, as you sink into the sleep that I offer, as you let go of each and every thought. Now, remember when someone you feel safe and comfortable with says, "Speak, sweet kitten," you'll feel that truth flood in, that desire to control your voice, that desire to play with it, to find what works well for you, to practice, to look into the information that you need to locate, to learn to play that beautiful voice of yours, to get it just so. And even if it doesn't go exactly as you planned, you'll be pleased, because putting in the effort is what counts. And sure, things might not always go exactly how you desire, and it might take a lot longer than you expect. But the pursuit is what makes the beauty of the experience. The pursuit is what feels good. Pursuing it is the pleasure. Pursuing it is obedience. And after all, Mastery is something that takes a long time, and so speak, sweet kitten. You will, and it will be so easy and so natural to do that, to do exactly that. And you'll feel no fear or embarrassment about it, especially when you're with those that would normally make you complacent. Instead, you become excited. You become enamored with the possibility of expressing yourself in this new way, of practicing your skills somewhere where no one will mind if you don't do it exactly as you feel it should. And everyone will be pleased by a good little kitten and a darling cat who obeys and practices like the good girl that she is. It feels so nice to let those words flow through you. Speak, sweet kitten. Now, darling, adorable, wonderful pet, I want you to listen and remember that truth, to allow it to become a part of you, to think about it, to embrace it, to just let that become your entire world. And as you do, integrate and complete and draw in all that it is. I'm going to guide you back to the world of the waking as you allow that truth to become a part of you. And I'm going to count you back up. And with each number that I say, you will go higher up, more faintly aware of your body, allowing that trigger to integrate and become a part of you, to become so irresistibly, irrefutably, wonderfully true. And as you do, it'll feel so good to be a good pet and obey. Now, one, drifting up. Two, feeling wonderful. Three, faintly aware. Four, without a single care. Five, up and up. Six, darling kitten, letting those words that I told you sink in so completely. And seven, becoming aware of your body. And eight, thoughts begin to break back through. And nine, almost back to being you. And 10, wide awake for me, Jasmine.